back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Spending the hour here talking with Beth Klug, Executive Director with Shepherd's Crossing, and C. Clyde Jones joining us here via Zoom. It is Sharing with a Shepherd Month here in the month of February. And again, just a quick recap on that, Clyde. So how many businesses are involved with this now? Did we mention that?
We right now, Brandon, have expanded our mailing list to over 1,200 individuals. And most of those have donated to us at one time or another. And right now, we're seeing a very significant and helpful increase in online giving. We've been pressing pretty hard with social media, telling about our great need and the fact that we are seeing so many new people. And in the month of December and in early January, we brought in about $12,000 in online donations that there's no question in my mind at all. They were related to what we've been able to say about the impact of COVID-19 on our operation, the fact that we're seeing so many new people. And so we're continuing now to press very hard to make sure people understand that if they go onto our website, that's www.shepherdscrossing.info, and you'll find a donate button staring you right in the face. And we're very happy not only to accept online donations, but they can be mailed to Shepherd's Crossing, Post Office Box 1919. And we accept checks. In fact, Beth, I think we would even accept cash. But let me talk a little bit about the history of Shepherd's Crossing and explain why we're talking 20th anniversary this time. The brain work that brought about Shepherd's Crossing was actually during the year 2000, when five local ministers got together and began to talk about the fact that each of them was seeing somebody coming to the church door asking for a handout to help with rent or utilities. And those five ministers decided to put together a centralized approach to this, and they actually organized Shepherd's Crossing, which opened its doors on April the 5th, 2001. We waited until we had $13,000 to be able to give some money out. And I think at that time, the number of churches supporting us had risen to 13. Well, now we have around 40 churches that we call members. And we've really done extremely well, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of our expansion. I mentioned that our mailing list for individuals is now around 1,200. The number of businesses that contribute, I don't think, Beth, we've ever been able to pull out the exact number of businesses, but I know every year we send our mailing to a very large Chamber of Commerce list. The 20th anniversary concept then is to recognize that we opened our doors on April 5th, 2001. So this is 20 years of operation, and we've grown enormously from having a handful of volunteers to having, I think, Beth, what would we say? We have 25 regular volunteers now?
That's correct, about 20 to 25.
And what we want to do with this 20th anniversary celebration is, number one, to really recognize the contribution that our volunteers make. We couldn't operate without them. The counselors that meet with the individual client. If we had to buy the time of professional counselors, we'd have to close our doors. There'd be no way we could operate. So the 20th anniversary, for one thing, is going to be a very huge spotlight on our volunteers. And I know that the planning is in process now. I don't think we have a highly detailed plan laid out yet, do we, Beth?
Not yet, but we're kind of waiting to see about COVID, and we are hoping to have an in-person celebration sometime maybe in the summer or early fall. We're also going to try to have a lot of fun interviews on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so do follow us on social media. We're going to have interviews with past directors, with volunteers, even with some clients, board members, churches, and donors. Just short things and short interviews and stories. So I think there's a lot of history that needs to get out there and a lot of fun things to hear about that has gone on at Shepherd's Crossing through the last 20 years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a great organization, and I'm glad you were telling me about how easy it is to do the online donations, and I just went and checked that out. It's an easy process. I just made my own donation, so happy to help, and this is such a great organization, and there's a lot of need out there. We really need people to give if they can.
Well, thank you so much for your donation.
Absolutely. Glad to help. This whole year has just been tough on a lot of families, and you know, anything we all can do to pitch in, we'll certainly encourage it. It's been tough on a lot of families, and we want to make things better in our community.
You know, Brandon, the complexity of what we're facing now with this pandemic, I've been asked, hey, you're a very old man. Have you seen anything like this in your lifetime? And my answer is a very quick, absolutely not. And they, oh, come on now. You went through World War II. You went through the Great Depression. So, yeah, but the uncertainty that we see with this pandemic is unparalleled in my experience. We just don't have a clue as to what's coming down the road next with this thing. There could be a mutant that we're reading about. How can we get everybody vaccinated? All kinds of complex issues. And Shepherd's Crossing ends up in the middle of an awful lot of this. I have a person that I know real well whose children, because they had to be homeschooled, the mother had to quit her job in order to school these children. And oh, wow, you talk about an economic impact. And we all know that local businesses have been hit so hard by many of them having to close their doors. And their employees, some of them wind up being our clients. So we just appreciate so much Broadcasting Company and Brandon Peoples and Corey Reeves and everybody that supports us to get our story out. So thank you so very, very much, Brandon.
Yeah, you bet. It's we're happy to help publicize this. And again, if people have any questions, how do they get a hold of you? Beth, do you want to have contact information?
Well, the best way to contact...
Sure, they can email me at...
Go ahead, Beth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm losing a little connection. The best way to contact us is you can call us at 785-776-1470, or you can email me directly at Shepherd, Shepherd, at intercan.net. And you're always welcome to come by and meet with us as well.
You can reach me through Facebook or Instagram anytime.
All right, and pretty easy to get a hold of C. Clyde. He's I'm sorry. Yeah, we're having a little delay here on Zoom, so that's a little connectivity issue, I think. But I think we got most of the information shared. I'll give you the website real quick, too, just in case people don't have that. shepherdcrossing.info. And again, you can find all that information there as well, the contact information, emails, and such. Guys, we really appreciate it here this morning, and we encourage people to learn more about Shepherd's Crossing and all the great work going on over there. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having us on today.
You bet. Beth Klug and C. Clyde Jones. Great people here in our community helping out and sharing with the Shepherd Month continues here through the month of February. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, it's Riley County Day. We'll have new Riley County Commissioner Greg McKinley on, along with new Public Information Officer Alice Massimi. That's coming up tomorrow at 9:06.
All right, looking forward to that. GMCF Community Hour is coming up next on News Radio KMAN. Today, we'll talk about Girls of the Flint Hills.